What if it was illegal to clean your room?
That'd be awesome.
What if it was against the law to clean your room? So your mom and dad couldn't make you clean your room because you're like, Mom, Dad, sorry. It's against the law. I'll call the police. And so your parents had no power. They couldn't. So basically, we all lived in what? Filthy pigsty. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, what? Yeah. Now, is it good to clean your room?
Yes.
Why?
Because that way you can walk in there and you can find everything.
Okay, so you've experienced a trashy room before. Okay, so that you know trashy rooms aren't fun to live in, right? Especially when you find old pizza boxes underneath your bed and... Yeah, your room starts to get this really weird odor, you know, or your laundry doesn't get taken out, and your socks you wore outside the other day when it was hot are nice and roasty. So anyway, your parents were not allowed to make you clean your room. It's illegal to clean your room. But somebody comes along, some dude comes along and says, "Hey, you should clean your room." You're like, "No, I can't. It's against the law." And the guy says, "No, it's good to clean your room." You're like, "Nuh-uh, it's against the law. You can't." It's, no. I made you to clean your room. And you're like, no. One, it's against the law. Two, I don't like cleaning my room. And the guy says, "Well, I made you to clean your room because by cleaning your room, other people know that you're not a slob." Right? And so this is called the gospel of not being a slob. So this dude comes to you and says, "You need to believe the gospel of not being a slob." And you're like, okay. And so you break the law and you clean your room. And your brother calls the police on you. And so you get, brother or sister, whoever you want. You don't have a brother.
Yeah.
So your brother calls the police on you, your sister calls the police on you, and now you get drugged before Sawyer County District Court.
Aww.
Woohoo! Eli, sweet, huh? You get to see your mom in a side you don't get to usually see your mom. Eli's mom is the Sawyer County Clerk of Court. She makes sure that, you know, she's not the judge, but she's the second kind of to the judge. Anyway, so you're before the judge, and the judge says, "Hey, why did you clean your room?" And you're like, because you're scared at this point. It's a judge. You could get thrown in jail, right? And you're like, "Well, this guy said that if I clean my room, I'll be showing people that I'm not a slob." The judge says, "But you're not allowed to clean your room." And the guy said, and you say, "I know. I had to disobey because the guy told me to." Is this a make-believe story? Phil, this is one of those stories. It's just like what happened to Peter and John. You see, last week, Peter healed somebody. You remember that?
Yeah.
If you were here last week, Peter was walking in the temple gate called Beautiful. This beggar guy who had broken legs, he was crippled, said, "Lydia, what do you say? Give me some money." And Peter says, I don't have any money, but I have Jesus. Get up and walk." And the guy's like, "What?" Starts jumping, running, all right? So we left last week with the judge people call it the Sanhedrin. Can you guys say Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
Everybody say Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin, yes. And now on Acts chapter 4, it says Peter and John before the council, you know, at the top there. So it's, the Sanhedrin is like the town council or the religious council. Or yours says Peter and John with the Sanhedrin.
Before the Sanhedrin.
That's why I wrote that up there. I copied that one right there. Some of them are different. It's okay. Council, Sanhedrin, same thing. All right, so verse 1, follow along. I'm going to read verse 1. While Peter and John were speaking to the people after he had healed the guy, they were confronted by the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were disturbed, or, you know, mad that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is resurrection from the dead, the gospel of not being a slob. They arrested them And so it was already evening. They put him in jail till the next morning. Oh, that's not fun. But many of the people who heard their message believed it. So the numbers of the believers now totaled about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Verse 5, the next day, the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of the religious law, that's the Sanhedrin, met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other relatives of the high priest. So it's a family affair. They brought in the two disciples and demanded, by what power or in whose name have you done this? Just like the judge asking you, why did you clean your room? And what do these disciples say? Who told them about a different kind of way to live? Jesus did. So they said, Jesus. And they're like, do you think these guys like Jesus? No, they just had him killed not too long ago, right? The Sanhedrin had who killed? Do they like people talking about him yet? No, they don't like him talking about him. So Peter, verse 8, then Peter, filled with who? Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit becomes pretty important. Filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of our people, and I'm not going to read you everything that he said, but basically Peter says, guys, you know, you killed the Jesus guy, but he came back to life. I don't know if you know that or not. And now that he's alive, we have to like follow and do what he says, and we get to show the world what God is like that way. We get to show the gospel of not being a slob, right, to the rest of the world. And so, anyway, so skip down to verse 12. Peter says, the last thing he says to them, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Verse 13, the members of the council in the Sanhedrin were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training. So these were people that worked at McDonald's, right? These are people that dug ditches. These are people that didn't go to school past high school, or maybe didn't even finish high school. They weren't schooled, or they didn't know a bunch of other stuff. But guess what? It didn't matter. Why? Who was inside of Peter? Who filled Peter? God. The Holy Spirit, exactly. And so what these schooled religious people were being taught was, it doesn't matter how much training you have in the Bible or anything else. It matters if the Holy Spirit is what? Inside of you, and you're following who? Jesus, exactly. And so they kind of didn't know what to do. But it said they also recognized them because they had been with Jesus. And verse 14 says, but since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chamber and conferred among themselves. So they're like, oh no, what do we do? They really did heal this guy, but we don't like this Jesus guy. And let's tell him to stop it. Which works a lot, doesn't it, Phil? Does your mom say, Phil, stop it? Yes. And you immediately stop it. Most of the time. Yes. So we do this to our girls a lot. We're like, Siri, stop it. How many of you guys have heard stop it a million? Really, seriously, a million times. So sometimes we say a million, but really you've heard. Your parents equally don't like saying it as much as you don't like hearing it, just so you know. So anyway, the council calls Peter and John back in. Peter and John, come here. Stop it. And Peter and John go, no. It would be like you telling the judge. Judge goes, you need to stop cleaning your room. And you're like, nope. And the judge is like, no, you have to. You're like, no, I don't. I'm going to make you. Okay. Good luck. And so these guys were like, so anyway, verse 21. The council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for 40 years. Okay, now keep your finger in the Bible just a minute. So, what happened to Jesus at the end of his life?
He died.
He died, right. It's a common word we call, he suffered, right? When you die, you usually suffer. Yeah, sometimes, it depends on how fast it is. He suffered, he took him a while to die. And if we are to be like Jesus, Gatlin, what do we have to do then? Suffer. Oh, which is not super fun, right? I mean, could you imagine? Well, no, let's not go there. Suffering is not fun, right? How many of you guys have to sit in time out, or you get in trouble at home, and you're like, and now you're suffering? Yeah. So, Peter and John are super excited that they just got in trouble. They go back to the people, the believer people, the other disciples, and they're like, guess what? It's like the guy who cleaned his room. He went back to his friends and were like, they got a bunch of people who clean their room now. And they're like, guess what? The judge told me to stop. Isn't that awesome? It's so cool. And that's what Peter and John did. They went back to the disciples and said, isn't it awesome? They like told us to stop it. It was so cool. But we're not going to stop it. It's going to be so much fun. So everybody was rejoicing and praising God because they were what? Suffering. Now this is Acts chapter 4. If you guys look ahead, there are 28 chapters in Acts, I believe. To make sure I'm right. Yep, 28 chapters. And so this is the first time, other than Jesus, any human person, like a disciple, has suffered. And now there's going to be a lot more suffering going on. There's actually going to be some killing too. Okay, we'll get to that in a couple weeks. But, so I'm just saying, it isn't just about being told to stop it. This is the beginning of suffering. Now, the worst suffering we could probably have in America is someone laughs at you because you go to church, right? I mean, over in China, if you go to church and you get caught, you could die or get thrown in jail or some other places in the world, all right? But in America, you can go to church for free. All right? But the worst thing that happened to you, Isaiah, is someone goes, ah, ha, 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 you go to church, your buddy. Right? So, that's the end of the story. Peter and John before the Sanhedrin, they get in trouble. They say, we can't stay. What? I like that. I loved when I found that picture because the boy, he has tape on his mouth. And he says, we can't stay silent. We can't stop talking about Jesus. We have to tell people the gospel of not being a slob, which is what? Of showing the world who God is. All right? All right, let's pray. Bow your heads, close your eyes, and let's pray for suffering. You ready? We pray it might happen. All right, bow your heads, close your eyes. God, thank you so much for the story of Peter and John. And they showed us their courage of standing up, even in front of people that are telling them to stop it and being mean. And so, and they rejoiced and were happy that they suffered for you. And so, God, help us as people that live thousands of years later, who believe and want to follow Jesus as well. Help us to have courage and to stand up when we're suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Great job, guys.